every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Fun living is the life for me.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, fourth Saturday of the month, 8 o'clock. Rosie on the House is our outdoor living hour, and on the fourth Saturday, we are joined by Farmer Greg of the Urban Farm. If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you can get by requesting one. Just let us know the address you'd like us to send it to, and we'll ship you your very own for free home maintenance calendar. Keep up with all the topics of the broadcast. You can see in our topic on the top fold of the calendar, April 24th, Urban Farming. We are talking successful soil. That is the key to growing all things, whether we're talking vegetables, whether we're talking trees, shrubs, flowers. The better the soil, the better the plant. And Farmer Greg, we have covered it before. It's a huge amount of information. It's incredible. You have put a ton of work into your healthy soil. What do you call this? Concoctions? I don't know that it's a recipe.
Well, you know, so we actually haven't touched this topic all by itself ever, because when I went to look through my old scripts, I didn't have this one. So I actually built this one for today. But the reason you think we've covered it before is because I preach about this. This is the single most important thing that anybody can do to grow successful anything, is to grow healthy soil. And so it's something that I thread in all of our stuff. So that's why it seems like we've covered it before, is because I'm constantly talking about it.
We've gotten verses before, but now we're getting the whole book on healthy soil.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, you said verses, so we get the whole song today.
Okay. The whole song.
Yeah.
Well, where do we start with healthy soil? And I knew when I saw the title that we were going to start with this first fact, that 1% of organic matter is in our desert soil. And 1% is, if you walk around the native desert soil on the flats, you can see that that's really good at growing creosote.
Yep.
And some scrub brush weeds.
And maybe a few mesquite. And
once you get into the washes and the rocks and the hillside and this, you got a little bit more type of soil texture. You see the other bushes come along. But I mean, just like the basic flats.
Yeah.
Nothing but creosote.
Right. And nothing but dirt. So we'll talk about the five components of healthy soil here in a little while. But that is, having 1% organic matter in our soil is a problem to try and grow anything. And it drives me nuts when I'm driving around town. In fact, in my neighborhood, these people had this beautiful gravel landscape installed in their yard. And on the west side, so a western exposure is the hottest place. And they put in these beautiful selections of plants about 2 years ago, and they've all died. A western exposure with gravel and planted in dirt, you're setting yourself up for failure with something like that. And the biggest problem is that the organic matter is just missing from the soil. And that is a key component of the healthy soil.
Take it away. How do we start correcting this error?
So I had to do a little bit of research for today. And one of the things I looked at is the healthy soil profile. And the healthy soil profile is the different layers of soil. And the topsoil is the top section. And then there's a subsoil, which is kind of a mix of topsoil and what they call parent material, which is your dirt. And the bad news in the desert is we typically only ever have the parent material. Parent material is dirt, it's broken down rock. And trying to grow anything in that is, forget about it. Good luck, it's just not gonna happen. And so let's actually jump ahead a little bit, because I want to, before we get into why healthy soil, I want to get into what healthy soil is and how do we build healthy soil. And there's five components of healthy soil. If you've listened to my show, if you've listened to me preach in the world, you have heard this over and over and over again.
Preach on, Brother Greg.
Woohoo! Thank you. The five components of healthy soil are, you remember, Romy? You remember any of these?
Dirt, airspace.
Right. Yep.
Organic matter.
Yes.
All things living.
Yeah, okay, good. That's four of them.
And water?
That's very good. Absolutely. Good job, man. I'm doing my job then. So that's the way it goes. It's dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. So dirt. Dirt is broken down rock. It's high in micronutrients. But if that's all you have, the plants can't access those micronutrients. So, and if you follow Elaine Ingham, she is an internationally known soil scientist. If you follow her, what she says is that if you have a nice balance of healthy soil with a good amount of organic matter and the life, you actually don't need to fertilize, because that life and that healthy soil unlocks the nutrients that are in the dirt.
And why, you go up into the forest where, you know, what you'll it's all, nothing up there is fertilized.
Right.
It's its own growing, sustainable environment. And that's what we're trying to create with our soils in the desert.
Exactly. Exactly. So dirt, the broken down rock, airspace. So the soil needs to be fluffed. The soil needs to breathe a little bit. And I have there's a really simple fix for all of this that we'll get to in a little while. Water, so the super dry soil isn't alive, so you're not going to be able to grow much in it. Organic matter and everything that's alive in the soil. So let's talk about organic matter. And the fix to broken dirt is add lots and lots and lots of organic matter. Because with that organic matter comes life. And organic matter can be compost. You can make your own compost. It can be worm castings or worm poop. It can be woody mulch. In fact, I am a huge proponent. If you do a garden consult with me, I do garden consults with people. If you do a garden consult with me and I see pictures of your yard and you have a dirt backyard, what I'm going to highly suggest that you do is that you add 8 to 24 inches of woody mulch in that space. And what that, it does so many things for us. It keeps the dust down. At the interface between the dirt and the woody mulch, it starts building really healthy soil. It holds on to water. And over time, what happens to that woody mulch is it breaks down into an amazing soil.
Now,
go ahead.
If you're trying to plant one specific tree or one, you know, little row garden, a container garden, whatever the case may be, I would strongly suggest just going and buying that organic matter that's sacked. It takes so much material to, when you buy it, it's in three cubic bags, or 50-pound bags.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of material it took to make 3 cubic feet of compost, I don't even know, but it's
huge.
It's huge. And yeah. The timing on that process is so long. If you're looking to start now, you know, it's a few bucks a bag. Just go get high quality compost to get started. And then as you collect leaf drop, as you collect table scraps, composting material, you can build it from there. But trying to start off building your own compost before you get started, you may never even get going.
Well, yeah, exactly. And here's a really curious tidbit. I've been here at the Urban Farm for 32 years now. And about 4 years ago, I started collecting buckets of food waste from a local restaurant. And it wasn't until then that I was able to actually produce enough compost for the property here. They're giving me 10 5-gallon buckets a week of food scraps. And this is, you know, lettuce and tomato ends and that kind of stuff, and tea fines and that kind of stuff. And it took getting that kind of input to be able to create my own steady stream of compost. And it's not an easy process. So if you're going to make your own compost, and if all you have is kitchen scraps, I would highly, highly suggest that you go to Arizona Worm Farm and take one of their worm composting classes, which comes with a worm bin, and just put your kitchen scraps in the worm bin and have the use the worm poop in your garden. That is going to be your solution there.
And where is Arizona Worm Casting?
Arizona Worm Farm.
Worm Farm, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To get worm castings.
Yeah,
Arizona Worm Farm. Which is a fancy worm for poop. You're
exactly
going to get worm poop.
You're going to get worm poop, exactly. ArizonaWormFarm.com. They're at Zach and Clark and the crew over there. They're amazing at what they do. And they're at 19th Avenue and Southern.
Excellent.
Over in that neighborhood. Yeah, they've got a... What they're doing is revolutionary here in the Valley. And so, and you can get, I'll talk more about that in the fourth segment. But
okay. Well, and yeah. We will get right back to segment two. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. It is the fourth Saturday of the month. We are with Farmer Greg and the Urban Farm, helping to encourage and inspire you to grow your own.
Woo!